Florida primary is over and the midterm election is in full swing. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. Voters in Central Florida took to the polls in this primary election, with results coming in Tuesday on Election Day. Some races now head to runoffs, including Orange County's mayor and a handful of commission seats. An incumbent congressman was knocked out of the Republican primary, and the ballot is set for the gubernatorial election after party primaries for Democrats and Republicans.
Tonight, we put aside our differences. Tonight, we are one united Republican Party.
Results from Florida's primary election. That's ahead on The Wrap. The big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. The Federal Aviation Administration is proposing a new rule that would allow the Secretary of Transportation to exempt the commercial space industry from requirements under 13 environmental laws, including the Endangered Species Act. The proposal is prompting concern about how it could affect wildlife and other natural resources on the Space Coast, as Central Florida Public Media's environment reporter Molly Durick explains.
The proposed rule follows an executive order President Donald Trump issued last August aimed at, quote, enabling competition in the commercial space industry. It's meant to reduce regulatory burden, but environmentalists say the proposal raises major red flags. Ivan Dittmars is an associate attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity.
I think the concept of waiving 13 of the nation's core environmental laws with one simple regulatory provision is extremely out of the ordinary, and it should be treated as such.
Dittmars says all 13 laws play a key role in ensuring spaceflight activities are done in an environmentally responsible way. The Endangered Species Act protects vulnerable wildlife living near Brevard County's launch sites, like the federally threatened Florida scrub jay and manatee. And the National Environmental Policy Act requires the government to collect and analyze information about a project's likely environmental impacts.
Here, the only justification that we've really seen for abandoning those commitments is to improve corporate profits.
Dale Ketchum has spent decades working within the space industry and recently retired after 18 years with Space Florida. He says he understands concerns around the proposal, but also says the current regulatory process is too burdensome.
Acquiescing to industry entirely is not the answer, but by the same token, recognizing that the existing regulatory permitting process is flawed and broken and inhibiting America becoming what it wants to be.
Members of the public can submit written comments through August 31st to weigh in on the FAA's proposal. Molly Durig, Central Florida Public Media.
Orange County Sheriff's Office says the deaths of dozens of sloths shipped to Orlando for the failed Sloth World attraction were not the result of a criminal act. Investigators found the sloth deaths were, quote, consistent with a multifactorial animal health incident rather than the result of criminal activity or improper care. In a statement, Orlando Representative Anna Escamani writes that under current law, she accepts the conclusion reached by the sheriff's office. She writes, quote, this is why we need to change the law and rules governing captive wildlife in Florida. Escamani and others continue to work with leading sloth experts on developing policy recommendations to strengthen regulations protecting exotic wildlife in Florida. The mission to save NASA's sinking space telescope has been called off. NASA and Catalyst Space Technologies announced the news Wednesday. The startup company says its Link spacecraft will not attempt to capture the Swift Observatory and boost it into a higher orbit because of problems with controlling the rescue craft. NASA says this means the telescope will plunge through the atmosphere later this year. NASA paid $30 million for Catalyst to try to lift the aging telescope to a longer-lasting orbit. Intense solar activity caused Swift to lose altitude faster than expected. These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. NASA's Mars Curiosity rover is celebrating a landiversary. It's been 14 years since it first arrived on the Red Planet, and since then, it's done a lot.
Where we are now with Curiosity, 14 years later, how much we've discovered, and we're still climbing, which is awesome.
Roving on the Red Planet, that's this week on Are We There Yet? Get it where you get this podcast. Voters in Central Florida took to the polls in this primary election, with results coming in Tuesday on Election Day. Some races now head to runoffs, including Orange County's mayor and a handful of commission seats. An incumbent congressman was knocked out in the Republican primary. And in Florida's race for governor, Congressman Byron Donalds handedly won the Republican gubernatorial nomination. For that story, Central Florida Public Media's election reporter Sam Stockbridge has more.
In a packed ballroom at the Loews Royal Pacific Resort at Universal Orlando, filled with backers, friends, and state and federal colleagues, Donalds told the cheering crowd that the worst of the campaign was now behind him.
Tonight, the primary is over. Tonight, we put aside our differences. Tonight, we are one united Republican Party.
With President Donald Trump's endorsement, the Naples representative, who is finishing his third term, has built up a colossal war chest with nearly $100 million raised by his political action committee alone. DeSantis, who is ineligible to run again after serving two terms, declined to endorse any candidate in the race, including his own lieutenant governor, Jay Collins, who finished second after Donald's. In November, Donald's will face off against Democrat David Jolly, a former Republican congressman who changed parties while in office. Sam Stockbridge, Central Florida Public Media.
Former local TV anchor Ryan Elijah is now the Republican nominee for the District 7 congressional House seat. Elijah did so, beating incumbent Corey Mills, who has been mired in legal controversies. Central Florida Public Media's Joe Mario Pedersen was at Elijah's election night party and has this report.
It's officially been called now. We have won the race.
Ryan Elijah addressed a crowd of loved ones and supporters at a watch party at Decision Tactical in Sanford. Elijah won Tuesday's primary with 47% of the vote. His opponent, incumbent Corey Mills, had 34%. The House Ethics Committee is investigating Mills over campaign finance allegations. A judge also issued Mills' former girlfriend a restraining order against him after allegations of dating violence. Elijah says the allegations were his reason to step up for the district.
Trust was the number one issue we kept hearing. So a lot of times they'll go to the ballot box and these are our only choices. I kept hearing from people, we're glad we have another option. And when you continue to hear that, you get a lot more confident.
Bale Dalton won the Democratic primary and will face off with Elijah for the District 7 seat in the November election. Joe Mario Pedersen, Central Florida Public Media.
Meanwhile, the race for Orange County mayor continues. Since none of the four candidates took more than 50% of the vote in the primary election, voters will choose between the top two this November. Orange County Clerk of Courts Tiffany Moore Russell, who took the lead in Tuesday's primary, will face off against entrepreneur Chris Messina, as Central Florida Public Media's Molly Durig explains.
The room at Moore Russell's election watch party Tuesday night was filled with jubilant energy and even some line dancing. Supporters erupted into applause when the Clerk of Courts made her entrance into the room with her husband. Ultimately, Moore Russell, a Democrat, came out on top, earning nearly 32% of the vote. Messina took just over 27%. When asked what gives Moore Russell the edge over her opponent, she said it comes down to her background working in county government.
I have the most experience in this race. I have served as a county commissioner, so I know this community. As the clerk, I understand the importance of how to serve residents as we're dealing with tough budget times.
Messina, a Republican, says his focus is on affordability, not just keeping costs down, but also attracting more jobs to Orange County. He says of all four candidates in the primary, he alone supports Amendment 3, the proposed property tax overhaul that voters statewide will decide on in November. Molly Durig, Central Florida Public Media.
Angie Gallo will be the next chair of the Orange County School Board after defeating fellow board member Alicia Ferrant in Tuesday's election. As Central Florida Public Media's education reporter Kayla Kissel tells us, Gallo celebrated Tuesday night with supporters, marking a new chapter after 8 years on the school board.
Gallo defeated Ferrant with 59% of the vote. She's been on the school board since 2018, representing District 1, and has also served as president of the Florida School Boards Association. Now, Gallo is moving from representing one district to leading the 8-member board that oversees Orange County Public Schools. That means leading the search for a new superintendent and navigating declining enrollment in the district. Gallo says she knows the challenges ahead will require listening to people across the district, including those that didn't vote for her.
I'm here to represent everybody. Whether you voted for me, you didn't vote for me, I will listen to you. I will listen to your diverse thoughts, your diverse ideas. That's who I am.
Another priority is teacher pay. She plans to push for a property tax proposal that would go before voters in 2028, with the money dedicated to teacher and educational support staff pay. Kayla Kissel, Central Florida Public Media.
Find more results from Tuesday night on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. That's it for the wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with editorial assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis. I'm Brandon Byrne. This is The Wrap.